music from Portugal the Man on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This is Jim Croce going to take us to news time.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song.
That was the first posthumous single for Jim Croce from 1973, released the day after he died in a plane crash back in September of that year. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com, also on Facebook, Mastodon, and post news at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock. Uh-oh. Hey, wait a minute. Come back here. Come back here, you. Why, I oughta pound you.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. Elon Musk has named a veteran media executive to replace him as CEO of Twitter. The billionaire who bought the company last year for $44 billion says Linda Yaccarino will start the job in around 6 weeks' time. FSN Silicon Valley correspondent Iris Spitzer has more.
Linda Yaccarino steps into the top job at Twitter after 12 years at NBC Universal, where she served as head of advertising. In a tweet announcing Yaccarino's appointment, Musk says she will focus primarily on business operations while he shifts to product design and new technology. The billionaire Tesla CEO has had a tumultuous tenure since purchasing the social media platform last October and taking it private. He's laid off almost three-quarters of the company's staff and overseen a chaotic rollout of a new paid subscription service.
Daniel Penny, the man accused of choking a homeless man to death on the New York subway, has been charged with second-degree manslaughter. The 24-year-old Marine veteran handed himself over to police on Friday morning. Evidence Jody Jacobs has more from court in New York.
In a short court appearance, Daniel Penny was charged and then released on $100,000 cash bail and ordered to turn over his passport. Penny is the man seen in a viral video choking Jordan Neely to death on board a train. Neely was a subway performer who was homeless. According to witnesses, he was begging for food and acting erratically. The performer's death sparked several protests here in New York City as people called on authorities to arrest Penny. If found guilty, the Marine veteran could face up to 15 years in prison. He will be back in court again on July 17. Jody Jacobs, New York.
An uneasy calm remains at the U.S. southern border with Mexico after the pandemic-era policy Title 42, used to expel millions of asylum seekers, came to an end. The Biden administration has now set out sweeping new rules, opening up some alternative routes for immigrants while bringing in regulations meant to deter illegal crossings. FSN's Benji Hire reports from El Paso in Texas on the U.S.-Mexico border.
There are approximately 60,000 people waiting to cross into the United States from Mexico, with the Department of Homeland Security warning of difficult days ahead. But the scene on the U.S. side, at least for now, is one of calm, of order. Law enforcement personnel here insisting they have the tools they need to prepare for a potential influx. Nonetheless, El Paso remains in a state of emergency, as do many other cities along the border.
Pakistan's ex-Prime Minister Imran Khan has been granted bail for 2 weeks after being arrested earlier this week on corruption charges. His arrest has been called unlawful by the country's Supreme Court. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK, McKeesport.
Sound like the teletype machine there went out for a few seconds. And kick the plug, baby. Nothing like professional radio. And this is nothing like professional radio, ladies and gentlemen.
This is your celebration.
on McKeesport 64 right now in Oakland. I'm Jay Thurber. It's 107 Much More Music Time. Thank you so much for tuning in to Radio 9. These are the Jarmels. Let's go outside and take a shower with a little bit of soap.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
And just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soul will take away your perfume eventually. But a little bit of soul will never wash away the memory of your name in the night that I call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soul will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Montauk area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Thurber, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests online, Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. 113, much more music time with the sound of the Turtles.
From the time I fall asleep till the morning comes, I dream about you, baby. And I feel all right, 'cause I know tonight I'll be with you, baby. And who makes me feel like smiling when the weary day is through?
You, baby, no one but you. Baby, nobody but you.
Ever thought of getting a partner again?
Oh, no.
Hello.
No, I tried Linda Lovelace, but she said she had it up to here.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes while I'm a walking cases of blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad, the shape I'm in, going back to Houston, Houston.
Houston, Houston, Houston. back to Houston.
Oh, Dean Martin. Oh, yeah. We've got new music coming your way in just a couple of minutes. We'll also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. This is the Young Rascals. And we're grooving along on a Saturday afternoon in the Steel City.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
WRCT.
Music Radio.
Pictures of your mama, tearing up my mind.
Kinks on Radio 9.
W-M-A-D.
At 1:23 chime time, new music from Michigander coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Hey, keen teens, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, WRCT gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. It's Viva La Mock, Friday nights starting at 9 on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, with an encore on Monday nights starting at 11. If you're listening to us on the internet, don't forget to crush your week every week with the Electric Crush. Punk and Judy are exclusively on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and every week they bring you music, news, and views from the rock and metal scenes, including interviews and exclusive live performances. That is the Electric Crush with Punk and Judy, Wednesday nights at 7, only on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Make sure to follow them on Facebook, too, to keep up with them, because they get around ladles and jelly spoons. What else to tell you about on this afternoon? Well, it is important to talk to your kids about the risks of underage drinking and substance abuse in an early age. Continue those conversations as your kids get older and become more independent. Set your kids up for success in and out of the classroom. Support their overall health and wellness by keeping them and you informed. For tips on how and when to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov, or look for the hashtag talk. They hear you. That's a message from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
Weather break, go, go!
Cloudy skies this afternoon, showers likely, rain tapering off this evening with a high of 73, cloudy overnight 52, partly sunny Sunday 74, chance of showers Sunday night mostly cloudy, low 47, sunny on Monday 74, Tuesday sunny, high of 76, and then on Wednesday sunny with a high of 71. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, light rain still moving through the area, 65 in Beaver County, 62 in Butler, 63 in Washington. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, we're up to 65 degrees in street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 64 at WRCT, with new music from Michigander.
Super cool, you can waste all my time.
felt like my neighborhood. I'm stuck at home and it sure has got me thinking. Should I give up?
EP came out on, I think, March 31st. That's new music from Michigander here on Radio 9. Coming up at 2 o'clock, we've got more news for you from a public news service. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. Dance in your pants, some rock and roll in your soul off that Motown power pull of hits. It's Stevie Wonder on Radio 9, WRCT, and Tube City Online Radio. Happy Saturday.
You got me running. You got.
the Mockster last night was doing a salute to Perry Como. It is his midnight mock. He did all these Adam Ant, for instance, covering Seattle, I believe it was. Was it Seattle or was it Magic Moments? Anyways, all kinds of Perry Como songs. So maybe we'll play some Perry Como later in the show. However, he also reminded me that I have to do the radio calendar in the 1 o'clock hour on my show. So we'll be getting to that in a couple of minutes as well. Next week, just a program note, next week I will be traveling on the road to the Nerd Convention. Yeah, I'm going to Dayton Hamvention in beautiful, scenic, the Gem City, Dayton, Ohio. It's actually in Xenia, which is the warrior princess city, I think. Anyways, so next week's show will be mostly pre-recorded, and we'll be spotlighting artists from Ohio and from southwestern Ohio, from Dayton in particular. Probably also we'll have some interviews from some folks who are exhibiting around the Dayton Hamvention. So stay tuned for that. That'll be next week. So please no phone calls next week, but save your phone calls for another time. Not Dayton, Ohio. A little closer than that. McKeesport, Pennsylvania. These are the fantastic DJs on Radio 9.
They've confirmed that ear ringing is shrinking your brain cells.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go
round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl. It make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long necked goose, or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey.
Chantilly lace
and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk low. Make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Jake Richardson, the big bopper on Radio 9. Here's Del Shannon. Feature on the Jay Thurber program. The makers of Whiff, which removes grit, and Smurge, which covers up the odors of Whiff, brings you the radio calendar for today, Saturday, May 13, 2023. The West Newton Public Library will be holding a fill-a-bag book sale on June 10th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's in the parking lot of the library, 124 North Water Street in West Newton. They will have 21 tables full of adult hardcover, paperback, nonfiction, children's biographies, and DVDs. For more information, 724-633-0798. That is being held in conjunction with community yard sales that will be in Vine Street Park and all over town. Speaking of the West Newton Community Yard Sale, that will be held Saturday, June 10th. Stop by Vine Street Park to pick up a list of participating yard sale participants, I guess. What else would participating yard sale participants be doing? And finally, last but not least, let's get all of you West Newton fans out for the West Newton First Church of God. They're holding a stuffed pork chop dinner June 3rd from 4 to 7 p.m. That's at Gary's Chuck Wagon Restaurant, South 2nd Street in West Newton. This fundraiser is being held to raise funds for a mission trip to the Navajo Nation. That is June 3rd from 4 to 7 p.m. at Gary's Chuck Wagon Restaurant in West Newton. That's all of your West Newton news. Tune in next week for the Carnegie Library of McKeesport presents Grandma's Kitchen Friday, May 26th at 2 o'clock. That meets in the children's room. Judy Stokes will prepare a family favorite that is served at their house during the holidays and whenever it's seasonal. See how Judy Stokes puts her own spin on zucchini bread. Registration in advance is suggested. That's Friday, May 26th at 2 o'clock in the children's room of the Carnegie Library of McKeesport. For more information, 412-672-0625 or mckeesportlibrary.org. The Rivers of Steel National Heritage Park in Mud Hall presents Mini Greens 2, opening reception of a new art installation by Bradford Mumpower and Latika Sewell. That is Sunday, May 21st from noon until 3 p.m. The free public reception is from noon until 3. You can also meet the artists. To register, go to riversofsteel.com and click on the programs link. See if there's anything else here on the old calendar, Rooney. Well, that event is over. Oh, that event is still here. Harris Theater's Focus on French Cinema. Ooh la la. Join me at the Harris Theater. Resident cinephiles and francophiles. Oh, they'll get their fix of heists, capers, dramas, and comedy. Now I'm turning into Dracula in this celebration of all things French. The films The Five Devils and The Innocent are screening now at the Harris Theater downtown through May 12th. While Lahine and Playtime, again, now I'm turning into Jerry Lewis.
Playtime and the guy in the movie theater with the people sitting in the seats.
That's this weekend, May 13th and 14th, screenings at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue in downtown. And the Three Rivers Arts Festival gets underway June 2nd to June 11th. The 64th annual Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival brings a diverse lineup of performing and visual arts attractions to a new location in the downtown cultural district. For more information, trustarts.org/TRAF. The Brewhouse Association presenting Rip, Repair, Repeat. The group exhibition at the Brewhouse Association now through June 17th. That's at 711 South 21st Street in the South Side. For more information, brewhousearts.org. And the 820 Liberty Gallery presents Traveling While Black, a cinematic virtual reality experience that immerses viewers in the long history of restrictions on movement for Black Americans and the creation of safe spaces in our communities. That's through September 24th at the 820 Liberty Avenue Gallery downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get onto your off your mind and onto the radio calendar, email radio-calendar at wrct.org. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature of this station and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Commissioner of Major League Baseball.
More music.
Wonderful weekend.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Yeah.
WRKZ.
1:51 chime time. New music coming your way from, I don't know, probably some band of some sort. How about Lizzie McAlpine coming your way right after we take care of sports and weather?
Your front row center at the ball game.
The Pirates are really breaking people's hearts. We were all excited. They went off on that big streak at the beginning of the season. Right now, they are really slumping. Last night in Baltimore, Cedric Mullins' three-run homer in the eighth inning helped the Orioles to a 6-3 victory over your Pittsburgh Pirates. It was the third consecutive loss for the Pirates in the 10th and 11 games. It's the Bucs and the Orioles again today at Camden Yards. Ronzi Contreras will be taking the mound for the Pirates. He struggled in his last start against the Toronto Blue Jays on May 7th. The Yankees beat the Rays last night 6-5. Anthony Rizzo homered twice, the second time. He had a two-run drive in the eighth inning. Houston Astros beat the White Sox 5-1 on Friday night. The Chicago Cubs rallied to beat the Minnesota Twins 6-2. Rookie Matt Mervis hit an RBI double in the seventh inning to tie the game for Chicago. Yan Gomez had the go-ahead single, and then Chris Morel had a two-run homer in the ninth. In National Hockey League playoff hockey, the Dallas Stars took their first series lead when they won Game 5 against the Seattle Kraken with a 5-2 win on Thursday. They are back in Seattle this afternoon for Game 6. Last night, Nick Cousins scored in overtime as the Florida Panthers beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2 in Game 5 of their second round playoff series. They now advance to the Eastern Conference Final against the Carolina Hurricanes. Do you remember this story? This was a weird story. Also, remember this, Ed? Ed, this was a weird, weird story. It's true though. A true story. This happened last September, and I remember this very well because my wife and I were up at the Finger Lakes when this story broke. Two men who were caught cheating during a walleye tournament in September on Lake Erie in Ohio have been sentenced to jail. 43-year-old Jacob Runyon and 36-year-old Chase Kaminsky were each sentenced to 10 days in jail, a year of probation, and have had their fishing licenses suspended for 3 years during a fishing contest outside of Cleveland. The two men were allegedly using lead weights to deceive judges into thinking they had caught heavier fish. The pair pleaded guilty to one count each of cheating and unlawful ownership of wild animals. Both also have been ordered to pay $2,500 in fines. Justice has prevailed, ladies and gentlemen, on the two people who were cheating in the walleye tournament in September in Ohio. Another spectacle unraveled before the American public. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Rain should taper off. Cloudy skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 73. Cloudy overnight, low 52. Partly sunny on Sunday, 74. Monday, sunny, 74. Tuesday, sunny, 76. Wednesday, sunny skies and a high near 71. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 64 with rain falling in Beaver County, 62 in Butler, 63 in Washington. It's 65 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. Also 65 with new music from Lizzie McAlpine.
new music from Lizzie McAlpine, and the tune is called Ceilings. I'm Jay Thurber. This is South Connellsville, Pennsylvania's own Harold Betters. Going to take us to news time. Hit the encore. That, of course, is Moanin'. I'm Jay Thurber. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, we'll talk a little bit about John Fogerty. We will also have something for prom season. It's high school prom, and we have a request to get to for the Guess Who. Who? The Guess Who. That's who. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
First people to make use of a new state law on sealing criminal records are set to go before a judge today. We head to California, where previously only people whose conviction did not result in incarceration could petition for expungement.
Previously, only people whose conviction did not result in incarceration could petition for expungement. Jay Jordan is CEO of the nonprofit Alliance for Safety and Justice. He will ask a judge in Stockton to seal his decades-old robbery conviction and adds that Senate Bill 731 will give people who have paid their dues a clean slate.
If you have a conviction in the state of California and it did result in a prison term and you finish probation or parole and have been crime-free for 2 or 3 years, then you can petition the court for an expungement.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Under the new law, sex offenders cannot apply for an expungement. Now from the New York Times, E. Jean Carroll weighing whether to file a new defamation lawsuit against former President Donald J. Trump in the wake of his diatribe against her during a CNN town hall Wednesday night. He said her claim of decades-old sexual assault was fake and a made-up story. Trump's comments on CNN came just a day after a federal jury in Manhattan awarded Carroll $5 million in damages. The Times notes Carroll said on Thursday she'd been asleep as Trump talked about her on the town hall. Her lawyer sent her a transcript. Carroll said, "It's just stupid. It's just disgusting, vile, foul." Carroll added she had been insulted by better people. Next to Connecticut, where the House of Representatives there has passed a bill implementing an early voting plan.
Elements of the plan include requiring the Secretary of State to educate the public about early voting and training registrars on how to administer it. The new bill would allow for 14 days of early voting before both a primary or general election. Implementing this plan would create a fiscal burden on municipalities and the state, and Coralie Santana with the Connecticut Project notes what the funding will be supporting.
There's the CVRS, which will allow the registrars and administrators to know who's cast their ballot. There's also a public education aspect so that voters can know that early voting exists and how to do it and where to do it.
She says there are hopes the state will help all municipalities so early voting can be done equitably and accessibly for all Connecticut voters. Analysis from the state's Office of Fiscal Analysis finds early voting would cost municipalities $900,000 in 2024. The state would incur costs between $1.8 and $2.3 million during that same year. A similar measure to approve early voting is being taken up in the state Senate. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
This is Public News Service.
At pictures on the radio, it doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all, just as long as you keep listening to the radio. Say we're smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Call, tell them what you look like on the radio, cause if they never see you then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you're acne,
cause they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Not television.
R-A-D-I-O.
Wearing blunders.
R-A-D-I-O.
Or vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
You get the picture?
R-A-D-I-O.
Thank you, Marconi.
Radio 9!
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. Do the bumps of jam in your prime.